One of the great things about Broadway in Cincinnati is it brings to us shows with some very unique qualities, and such is the case with the upcoming highly anticipated War Horse, based on the young adult novel of the same name. And joining me in the studio this evening are Genevieve Miller, the general manager of Broadway in Cincinnati. Welcome, Genevieve.
Thanks for having us.
And Elizabeth Truitt, director of public relations. Welcome, Elizabeth.
Thank you so much.
So tell us a little bit about this young adult novel the story is based on.
Sure. It's a novel, a children's novel that was written by author Michael Moore Pergo in 1982, actually. He's a children's author that's fairly well known in the UK. And he wrote this after being inspired by a couple different events and encounters that he had. And I want to share those with you because it's a really interesting backstory on why he wrote this. The first was Mr. Moore Pergo and his wife have a farm in the countryside in England, and they host school groups from the inner city to come out to the farm and experience farm life for a couple days or a week. So he had a school group out, and one of the children in this group developed a stammer a couple years prior, and he was a very shy child. He was so embarrassed about his stammer that he really just stopped talking, and his teachers had not heard him speak in 2 years. So he was part of this group that was out on the farm, and he seemed to really take to the farm work and really enjoy his time there. And one night, Mr. Moore Pergo walked outside, and he saw someone down by the stable. And when he went a little closer, he saw it was this boy that hadn't spoken in so long, and he was face to face with a horse, almost nose to nose, and he was telling this horse everything about his day. He was just talking nonstop, no sign of a stammer, just talking nonstop to this horse, and had that kind of the safety of being able to communicate and not worry about what the horse thought. And Mr. Moore Pergo thought that was just such a beautiful encounter and really spoke to the safety sometimes we can have in a relationship with an animal that we may not be able to have with another person. That encounter was kind of coupled by an encounter he had with someone in his village. He was in the neighborhood pub talking to a man who had served in the cavalry, and he was kind of recounting his stories from being in wartime conflict and being with this horse. And he said the experience of being in war is so intense, and there are things it's really hard to process. You see things that are really hard to handle. And he said to Mr. Moore Pergo, he said, the only person I could talk to, and he really said person, was his horse. And he spoke about how powerful that relationship was between him and his horse in a wartime setting. And then lastly, Mr. Moore Pergo learned that 1 million horses went from Great Britain to France in World War I, and only 60,000 of those came back. So he kind of took all those experiences and thought, I need to write a novel that honors our relationship with horses and the sacrifice these horses made. And he wanted to tell the story about a horse that went to war in World War I and came back.
And these were not cavalry horses bred as military horses. These were basically taken from farms and individuals.
Exactly. And in the story of War Horse, it starts out and it's really a boy and his horse kind of story. This young boy, Albert, gets a horse and they have this bond and he trains him and they really have one of those wonderful bonds and relationships. And then sure enough, the army needed more horses. They needed them to come from all kinds of different places. And Albert's father needed the money and he sold the horse without telling Albert. And that really kind of starts the conflict in the story because he's heartbroken. And he's actually at this time too young to enlist. He's 17, I think. And he decides to go ahead and enlist and lie about his age to follow his horse to war and bring him home.
In the novel, you can imagine the horses. In the recent film, you actually see the horses. It's hard to bring horses onto a stage. How are they getting around that?
We are not bringing live horses onto the Aronoff stage. You know, it's an interesting story of how the play developed because this novel was written in 1982 and had some readership and was really well enjoyed in the UK. But most of us, it wasn't on most of our radars here in the United States. And the National Theatre of Great Britain was looking for a family show to develop. And every year, every couple of years, they wanted something that really spoke to families. So someone found this novel and thought, you know, it's 20 years old, but this is really quite a story. And at the same time, they wanted to work with this company that had come onto their radar called the Handspring Puppet Company out of South Africa. So they decided that this was kind of that perfect opportunity to take this great novel and this kind of amazing puppetry that was being done by this company and develop something totally new. One of the reasons this puppet company came onto their radar was because they had seen a show and it had a large-scale giraffe and they could see the giraffe breathing. There was something in the way they were doing the puppetry And the folks from the National Theater thought, there's something special here. This is not just normal puppetry. This is embodying the life of an animal on stage. So they decided to bring them on to do these horse puppets. And when you say puppet, it doesn't even do justice to what they put on the stage and what people will see on the Aronoff stage. They are full-scale, full-size horse puppets that are manned by three actor puppeteers. One does the head and the ears, and anyone that knows horses knows that the ears and the eyes are such a kind of a window into what a horse is feeling at any given time. So that one person does just that, and one person is kind of the heart. They call it the head, the heart, and the hind are these positions. The heart takes a lot of the weight of the horse on his back and helps with a lot of the movement. And then the hind, that person controls the tail, which is another window into the heart of a horse and how he's feeling at any given time. And these three people work together and make all the sounds of the horse and all the movement. I haven't talked to anyone that has seen this show that doesn't say, I believed it was a horse from the first minute. You can see the puppeteer's legs the whole time. The puppet is not made to look like a horse. It doesn't have fur or hair. It's just a representation, a full-size representation of a horse. But everyone I know that has seen it believes instantly that they're watching a horse, and that is just very powerful.
And Elizabeth, as PR director, you actually were part of bringing in some of the actors and one of the puppets last fall for demonstration. What was some of the feedback you got from the people who saw that demonstration?
People were blown away. I think it's one of those shows that you just have no idea what you're going to see before you see it. We've had some really great puppetry come through, even Avenue Q or The Lion King, but this is on a totally different level than that. I mean, it really is the most realistic animal I've ever seen on stage. From the minute that Joey gallops out, people gasp in the audience. And it was such a unique experience because we wanted people at the preview event to film it, to watch it, to take it back and show their friends, because it really is something that you have to witness to understand the power behind it.
And there is actually a video on YouTube from the National Theater from the original production that you can see clips of.
Absolutely. And you can hear the puppeteers making the horse noises, and you can see the puppet moving, and you see the actors on the actual horse. I mean, they actually do ride these horses. They're not just this simple puppet that's just there for visuals. So it's really incredible.
Now, I understand there's a certain preconception on how this story ends. I believe you'd like to do some clarification on that.
I want to let people know, because I've heard from a lot of people as we introduced that the show was coming, a lot of people said, oh, that looks really great, but I can't see it. I love animals, or I love horses. I can't see it. I think that's very understandable, because I think people that love animals don't want to see an animal in peril. And based on the title alone, War Horse, you think, okay, I'm going to see this animal go to war, and that's going to be very hard. And I would just like to say, if you love animals, that's even more of a reason to see the show and why you will love the show, because the horse is in peril at times, given the nature of the story. But the story really does great honor to these horses and our relationship with them more than anything I've ever seen in my life. And also, I think a lot of people think that the horse maybe doesn't make it home at the end. I don't want to ruin anything for anyone, but you're not going to have to go through that kind of sadness when you see the show.
Now, I know from earlier conversations that both of you have been looking forward to this show.
Absolutely. I can actually say I've seen so many shows in my career, and this is by far one of the best I have ever seen. If anyone is thinking of coming to see a show sometime soon and wanting to have kind of a profound experience at the theater, this is the show. It's really remarkable and one of my favorites.
I totally agree. It's one of those emotional journeys that you embark on and have no idea exactly what it's going to look like. And you don't walk out the same person in the end. You look at art and you look at animals and you really look at life, as big as that sounds, a little bit differently when you come out of it, because it's just such an impacting story that's told.
Well, I know I'm looking forward to it too. I saw the preview and yes, the horse is spectacular. Well, that is War Horse being brought to Cincinnati by Broadway in Cincinnati, March 26th through April 7th. I'd like to thank this evening's guests, Genevieve Miller and Elizabeth Truitt from the Broadway in Cincinnati office. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
For more information on how to get tickets and the rest of the Broadway in Cincinnati season, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.